Okay, Gemara Chasima Tova to everyone. We're going to say five ideas for Parshas Vayelech, Shabbat Shuva, Tavshin Pei. Learning should be Lili Nishmat, my great grandmother's yard site was on Rosh Hashanah, Sarah Bas Mordechai, and for Baruch Tzibur V'Nasan, for Shlima, for Ben Amazama, Ben Deminos, for Lebechai Masha, David Henech Mordechai, Befer Simcha. The first idea comes to us from the Sefer Noam Megadim, as Rav Simon quotes it, one of the classical Chasidish Sfarim. In the opening pasuk of the parsha, it says, "Ayelech Moshe v'idaber es kederem ha'el al kol Yisrael." Moshe went on his way to speak to all Chai Yisrael. And the Noam Megadim wants to understand what is the godless in this pasuk. What is going on over here? We know the Chazal tell us whenever it says holech, holech is that we're trying to go up. Amida is standing still. Holech goes going up. Says the Noam Megadim, you want to know how Moshe binu grew? You want to know how he grew? Because he was always doing for Klai Yisrael. Vayelech Moshe, you want to know how? El Kol Yisrael. Everything he did was for Klai Yisrael. Everything he did was for others. You want to know how to become great? How to become a Moshe Rabbeinu in your own life? Be able to make sure that you're doing for others El Kol Yisrael. And that's one of the main ideas, especially during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. The Sefer of Yisrael Salanter. And Yisrael Salanter used to see people in the days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, they'd be walking around and they maybe sometimes get a little harden themselves. Aseret Yemei Teshuva is a pressuring time, and they could be thinking about their chataim, ways to improve. It's easy to feel sad, and Rav Salanter made it his business, and he stressed to his students that during this period you have a special obligation to greet people with a smile and speak in a friendly tone of voice. Brought down the Sefer O Yisrael to make sure we always have a smile all year round. But specifically, Rav Yisrael Salanter says, in the times of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, to uplift the people that we're surrounding ourselves with, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur's time is a serious time where we're coming closer to the Bonus Shalom, able to make sure to give that extra chizik. Says in Sefer Noam Megadim, because El Kol Yisrael, everything deals for Klai Yisrael. Beautiful idea. Sefer Noam Megadim, and Rosh Hashanah, moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Perik Laman Alf Pasuk Zayin VaYikra Melech Shel Yeshua Imar Lav Einik Kol Yisrael Chazak VeAmatz Ki Tavo Es Amazeh. Moshe Binu is charging Yeshua. You have to be strong now. You're going to take Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Says Vizhnitz Rebbe, what's he really telling Yeshua? And which is really what the Vizhnitz Rebbe says. It's the charge. It's the mission for every leader, for every parent, for every Jew. Moshe Binu is telling Yeshua. Says the Vizhnitz Rebbe, Chazak ve'amatz in your avodas Hashem. Never be satisfied in your avodas Hashem. Always be willing to grow and grow closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look for different opportunities and different growth. Chazak ve'amatz means to always grow in kedusha. Always looking to add. This is why I think Rav Tzadok, we said this last week, but it bears repeating again. Rav Tzadok says, when you wish someone shana tova or gemar chesima tova, you're not just wishing them a good year. Says Rav Tzadok, a beautiful insight. The Gemara in Brachas tells us on Daf Hey, that the Torah is called Tov, Ki lekach Tov nasati lechem. I give you something good. When you wish someone gemar chesima tova, you wish them a year of growth. Tov, you wish them a year of Torah, of connection, of ruchnius, of spirituality. A year of growth and never being happy with just where you are, always looking to be able to grow. Chazak v'amatz means, says the Vizhnitz Rebbe, the job of a Jew, the job of a leader, the job of a parent, a teacher, a friend, is to always be looking to be able to help yourself grow, always spreading opportunities of Torah, of mitzvahs, of kedusha. At the end of the day, that's what the Chazak v'amatz means. Beautiful insight from the Imre Chaim of Vizhnitz. Chazak v'amatz means to grow and add, always add and add and add, never be satisfied. And that's what Rav Tzadok says, Shana Tova Masuka, Shana Tova. Looking for a year of growth, of Torah, of connection. Beautiful insight, Vizhnitz Rebbe. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Mor of Hashemesh. Hakel asa'am ha'anosh, pen perik la menaf, pasuk yubayz, hakel asa'am ha'anoshim v'ha'anoshim v'ha'taf. We have the mitzvah of hakel, of bringing everyone together to Yerushalayim, all the children. Ma'an yishbuchu l'ma'an yilmul yiradu as Hashem alokeich, v'shem alasos, it's called divrei Torah zos. In order that they'll be able to fear and recognize their bonshim, keep the Torah. And says the Mor v'Shemesh, what's the connection of the beginning of the end? Gather everyone together in order that to be able to fear Hashem. What's the connection? And says the Mor v'Shemesh so beautifully. He says that at the end of the day, the main job of a Jew is to instill ahava and achdus from old to young to old. The nashim, the tafim, men, women, and children. There's got to be an essence of hakel. There's got to be an essence of love, of achdus. Of complete love. And what is the result when you have that? Oivis abrios, then umakarvan la Torah, then v'yiru es Hashem alokeichem. When a Jew is kind and caring and considerate to others, as Rav Yisrael Salanter said before, And you're making sure, especially during these days of Yom Kippur, we know the Gemara tells us, Yom Kippur is only mechaper for the sins of Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachaver, you have to go out, we have to go out and specifically atone. Says Mar Vashemesh, you want to know what it's all about? You want to know how to bring Jews closer to the Baruch Shalom? Hakil Asa'am. Be kind, be caring, be considerate, be loving. And then, the Yiru Hashem, then people will come to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you're kind to others, then people will want to come closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is exactly an insight that I saw from the Chayuz of Lublin over Rosh Hashanah. Beautiful insight, we say it on Rosh Hashanah. Allah Elohim Besrua Hashem Kol Shofar, right? The sound of the Chodesh Baruch Hu went up in the Shofar, in the Trua, and the Chodesh Baruch Hu could be heard in the Shofar. So we know Allah Elohim, Elohim is Midas Din. It's a Midah of Gvura. How do we sweeten the judgment? Allah Elohim Bisrua. But it's with Trua. Trua just means Trua. Trua is because of the Lashon of Reyes. Allah Elohim Bisrua. When the person is kind and caring, you wish someone a good Yantav Gmar Chasimah Toiva, Shana Toiva. Then what happens? Hashem Ekhoshofar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, his name becomes, it goes from Elokeinu to Yudke Vavke. It goes from harsh to judge, it goes from judgment and harshness to mercy. Allah Elohim Bisrua. How do you change Elohim? Besurah, with love and care. Then Hashem Kol Shofar, then there's mercy. You know, our lives, we have to make sure we're always spreading love and care. Then we could spread love, and we spread care and kindness. Then people feel the Ribbono Shel Olam. And only in our own lives, Allah Elohim Besurah, Elohim sometimes Din. Besurah, but we're loving with it. Then Hashem Kol Shofar, then we change all the Din to Rachman. Beautiful insight from Rav Hashemesh L'Chos of Lin, the fourth idea. Amar Alef Yudches is very famous over the past few years from the Torah Lin Hei from Rabbi Nachman. But they will say Torah from Rav Yitzchak of Vorka, the Vorka Rebbe, Beis Yitzchak. It says in the pasuk Parak Hamin Aleph pasuk Yudches, Anochi Asti Pone Bayomahu, 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 Bayomahu. There are going to be times where you're going to feel concealed. My Chodesh Baruch Hu says there are going to be times you're not going to see me. It's going to be hard to see me. The Gemara even says, "This is where we learn out where Esther is found in the Torah." But it says the Beis Yitzchak, what's the word on this? On these words, Anochi Asti Pone Bayomahu. So Chodesh Baruch Hu is giving us comfort. He says, you might not see it right here. You might not see it in Olam Hazeh, but to know that I'm behind everything. To know that there's a plan, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It might look harsh, it might look like it's very hard, but to know that at the end of the day, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And this is what we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening, Atzaso Emuna, his advice is Emuna. How do we get to Emuna? The Kabbalah Rebbe says, Hemanti ki adaber. The more you talk about Emuna, the more Kiyadabar, the more you talk about it in stories and chizik, the more you talk about emunah, then a person can be able to grow in their emunah. Master Rav Yitzchak Vorka says, each one of us, especially when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, we look back past the past year. Maybe there's someone in my personal life, in our family, in the world that we know that was with us last Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now this Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they're in the next world. And it might look like it's dark and it's hard, it's challenging, and it is challenging. But we have to hold on tight to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Anochi Astir Astir Panai, to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is behind everything, and we know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And how do we grow in our amuna? Says the Kabbalah Rebbe, Hemanti ki adaber atzaso amuna. His advice, we say, and we say this in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening. His advice is amuna. Is one thing amuna, faith and trust in the Baruch Hu. Beautiful insight from Yitzchak Vorka and the Kabbalah Rebbe. Finally, fifth and final idea. I thought we would say about Shabbos Shuva. What is it about Shabbos? What's so special about Shabbos Shuva? And the Tiferes Shlomo, the Radomska writes that the greatest tshuva during our Seisim Tshuva is Shabbos itself. And he says it's such a powerful insight. The last words he says, "Zeshen nikra Shabbos Shuva ki Shabbos hu agorim gemar tikun tshuva." Through the koch of Shabbos, a person completes his essence of tshuva. That means you don't do tshuva on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday this year. No. We still do tshuva those days, but Shabbos is itself tshuva. We know Shabbos is come lashon of Shabbos kivo Shabbos. Shabbos just means rest. Shabbos is also of tshuva of tasha of coming back to the Baruch Shalom. And this is exactly what the Tiferes Shlomo says. Who was the first person to do tshuva? It was Adam Arishon. He said, "Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos." Right? When did he say that paragraph? After he realized that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave him. The essence of Shabbos is the essence of returning. So returning to oneself, returning to the values that we know, what's real and what's genuine, sincere. Maybe throughout the week, maybe at the end of the day, we get so busy with this and that. But Shabbos, we're able to turn it all off and connect back to the Baruch Hashem. So every Shabbos is tshuva. But this is Shabbos Shuva. It's the tshuva of tshuva. And says the Imenom, the Jikavar, and Os Gimel of Shabbos Shuva, he says, he's going to say this in Kiddush, but Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos V'Yinefash. But Yom HaShvi'i Shabbos V'Yinefash is Rashi Tevas Shuva. The whole essence of Shabbos is one of tshuva. Able to come back to what's real, come back to our soul, come back to who we truly are, come back to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Beautiful insight of Tefer Shlomo and the Imre Nom of Jacob. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the Nom of God and understand what was the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayelech Moshe, how did he always grow? It's because El Kol Yisrael. Everything he did was before Kol Yisrael. When a Jew is constantly looking to be able to help others, then he's constantly growing. And that's exactly what Avisol Salanter said, especially during our Aser Simitshuva. We have to make sure when people are a little more serious, we have to make sure we have a smile out. We have to make sure always be besimcha when we see people on the street, because sometimes people are going to be too hard on themselves. To be besimcha and uplift others. And as we said in the past, the Kabbalah Rebbe says that day of Avodas Hashem, that a day that we don't do a favor for another Jew is not considered a day of Avodas Hashem. To make sure that a day does not go by, we don't do a favor for another Yid. Imre Chaim Avishai says, what was the tafkid of Chazak Ve'amatz? Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yehoshua Chazak Ve'amatz, always be looking to grow, always be looking to add Kedusha, more Torah, more mitzvahs, more Yishamayim, more Shmir Seinayim. Chazak Ve'amatz means to always grow in your Avodas Hashem. That's what Rav Tzadok says. Shana Tova Masuka doesn't just mean have a good year. Shana Tova should be a year of growth. The Ein Tova the Torah Gemara says in Brachos. Yerushim Gemara Chasim Tova Yerushim, a year of growth, connection, of connecting to their bonus of inspiration. The third idea we said from the Mor V'Shemesh, what is Hakel as everyone together? And then V'Yiros Hashem. What's Hakel Asa'am Anashim Anashim? And then everyone will know their bonus. Yes, says the Mor V'Shemesh, the more you love and care for every Jew, no matter who they are, no matter what they've done, then they'll come back to their bonus. Right? We say that, you always say that, we said this in the past, maybe we haven't, but what brings Jews closer to their bonus? A kind word, a bold chant. That's what it's all about. When we make sure to be unrelenting and make sure that there's always love from men to women to children, that brings people closer to their bonus. And that's exactly what the Chos of Lublin says, Allah Elokim b'srua Hashem mekol shofar. First there might be din Elokim, but if there's trua, which is lashon of reyes, of friendship, of kindness, then Hashem mekol shofar, then there's Hashem, yudke vavke, and then there's mercy. Beautiful insight of Hashem, Chos of Lublin. The first idea of Yitzhak Volker says, Anochi aster panai b'yom ahu. There's going to be hard times, but to know even when it's dark and even when it's confusing, and Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm there by your side, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Especially during this time of year, it could be hard. We look to our left and right, there are people who we don't have. But Rabbanu Shem, we say in Musaf David, Atzasu Amuno, his advice is Amuno, to have faith. Mazuk Tiburu Kabrini Rebbe says, Amanti Ki Adaber, want to know how to grow in Amuna, Ki Adaber, speak about Amuna. Finally, the fifth and final idea, Tefer Shlomo says, what's so special about Shabbos Shuva? Because Shabbos Shuva, it's the Shabbos who are Gorim Gmar Tikkun Tshuva. Shabbos, it helps us finish off tshuva. What does it mean? Not just finish off tshuva. We don't do not stop doing tshuva Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. No. The essence of Shabbos is that we understand what tshuva is all about. Adam Rishon was the first one to do tshuva. He started saying, Mizmar Shin Lema Shabbos. He understood what it means to go back to Shabbos. Shabbos is a lashon of tashav, lashon of tshuva, returning to Hashem, returning to our true self, turning off the noise of the week. And that's what the Imre Noam says. Shibayom Hashvi Shabbos V'inafash. He says the Jikavar, the Imre Noam. Shibayom Hashvi Shabbos V'inafash. If you scramble those letters together, Lashon of Shuva, of returning to the Baruch Hashem. Every Shabbos is a time to be able to return to Hashem, but this is the return of returning. It's a mamish connecting to Shabbos, the Shabbos of Tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to always to be growing. When we do for others, we're always growing. When we made Ezra Hashem, always making sure that we're always growing in our own Avodas Hashem. That's what a true leader is always looking for opportunities to be able to grow. The more we care for others, the more we show love, the more people will understand that are bonus and see Hashem in their lives. When we show share care and kindness, the more we will be Bez Hashem, have a munah pshut, a simple faith in their bonus, the more we'll be able to be with Sifil Hashem in our lives and have chizik in our lives. And Bez Hashem, the more we take about Shabbos and upon ourselves, of reevaluating ourselves, reconnecting, recalculating, coming back to Hashem, coming back to ourselves on Shabbos, especially Shabbos Shuvah, Shavizoch, Bez Hashem, have a Gemar Chesima Tova, as Rav Tzadok says, not just like Shana Tova, but Gemar Chesima Tova, a year of growth, connection of Torah, Bez Hashem, Yisbarach, Gemar Chesima Tova, Yishkoch.